Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we have a fine opportunity today to hear about two New Testament people, Mary and Elizabeth. And Elizabeth quite often gets overlooked. She is to be the mother of John the Baptizer, and she is related to Mary, who is to be the mother of Jesus. So we're actually about 9 months earlier in the timeline. But Elizabeth is very much like some of the women that we are familiar with from the Old Testament. And so it is appropriate that this lesson comes at the very beginning of the Gospel of Luke. In fact, to cement the bridge between those who follow Jesus and those who follow the Jewish religion, Luke borrows heavily from the First Testament to solidify his claims for Jesus as Messiah. Luke doesn't name Abraham and Sarah specifically, but the parallels in the portrayal of the two couples are very close indeed. Luke adds on to the Old Testament cachet by naming the angel who comes as Gabriel. Gabe is a latecomer in the Old Testament, not appearing in the text until the book of Daniel, one of the last books written down. Elizabeth and her husband, Zechariah, are very much like Sarah and Abraham, both advanced in years, both without children, both longing for children. Both pregnancies are announced divinely beforehand, and finally, both boys are given a special name from God. Elizabeth's conception is every bit as wonderful and miraculous as Sarah's and Mary's. In spite of that, it is not the conception, nor even the birth, but rather Elizabeth's role as a faithful prophet that brings her to our attention. Liz is one of the faithful women who teach the early church what it means to be devoted to God and what it means to be devoted to the good news of the gospel. She is the first person who knows about Mary's situation, and she understands what is taking place and why this is a cause for celebration. For now, it is just a secret between the two of them, but soon glad tidings will echo throughout the hills of Judea. When Mary's greeting is spoken, two things happen almost simultaneously. John, 6 months in her womb, leaps in response, and Mary herself is filled with the Holy Spirit, the first person so blessed in the New Testament. While her husband was filled with questions and mute after his encounter with Gabriel, Elizabeth's faith blossoms into an utter garden of speech. She blesses Mary not only for the coming child, but also for Mary's faithful response to the angel's message. Like so many of her day, Elizabeth longed for the coming of the Messiah, and now her longings were about to come to fruition. She would have gladly gone anywhere to meet the Messiah and see him. And now, wonder of wonders, the very mother of her Lord was standing in her presence, right in her very own home. "How can this be?" she exclaims. The Spirit who sets people apart and makes them holy came to me, into Elizabeth, and she is overwhelmed by these things and she is that are taking place in and among these two kin that she cannot contain herself. She proclaims her prophecy aloud, not only to us who read this scripture today, but also down through the centuries, and also to Mary. Important because it confirms to her what was spoken by the angel. Her conviction, so confirmed by Elizabeth's words, Mary likewise cannot contain herself, but breaks into song. "My soul proclaims the greatness of God." God is doing great things among the people of God, and we are witnesses to these proclamations too. the excitement of the meeting of these two faithful followers of God has been proclaimed throughout the millennia. Two kinswomen, two cousins, if you will, have been visited by the messengers of God who bring hope into the dark world through which we all walk. In these dark days of December, just as the solstice has turned our thoughts to the hopeful, lengthening days of spring, so also the prophecy of Elizabeth speaks to us across the centuries to fill our hearts with the hope and joy of the Messiah coming to us also. In just a day and a half, we will come together to hear the glad tidings of great joy of the angel. Our spirits will rejoice with Mary and Joseph as the wondrous birth comes to pass. Our hearts will be filled with the happy curiosity of the shepherds, even as wisdom comes down from on high to be born in our hearts and in the hearts of all the people of God's faithful word. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen. I invite you to stand as we sing the Magnificat.